And this weekend, over 300 runners gathered at the starting line of a road race in Philadelphia, excitement palpable. And then... they finished. It was over. The Philly 0.0 instant gratification run, exactly one step. Todd Strauss of New Era Events came up with it. Todd, this was inspired by a cartoon?
That's correct. It was actually a gentleman named Steve Moore who had a series called In the Bleachers, and it was a cartoon of the 0 mile instant gratification fun run with a caption saying, "Ready, set, go, okay, come get your t-shirt." And myself and my partners decided, why not have an event where runners and non-runners alike can come together and, in the spirit of the run, enjoy the after party.
Well, we know others were inspired as well by that cartoon. There's an instant gratification 0 mile fun run in Glendale, California, but they have to walk 10 meters.
Right. And their event did take place beforehand, but it didn't seem as though it was quite as organized. We wanted to put this on with all the glitz and glam of a big event.
So tell us about that. Do the runners get bibs with numbers?
They did. They got their number. They've got long sleeve t-shirts. We did a full-on award ceremony for age group and overall winners. We did a best dressed runner costume contest and gave away prizes for that.
And by the way, who was that?
We had a nun was clearly hands down the best costume in the full getup, carrying a sign that said, "A run like none other."
Get it? But I see that there were runners who had waist belts packed with energy gels and pain relievers. Others had their runner bracelets and reflective vests. They were stretching beforehand so they wouldn't pull anything.
Exactly. There was the full gamut of just regular old street clothes to dressing like the ultra runner getting ready to do an ultra marathon.
Very funny. A chance to let people understand how much fun a race can be, everything that goes on around a race. But also, there was someone there, I understand, who had multiple sclerosis, who could never, ever participate in a race.
Yes, a young lady who was a runner and had her mother, who has MS, who has supported her throughout her running, wanted to have an experience with her mother. And it was the perfect opportunity. That's really what we wanted to do, was have something where a lot of runners have friends that aren't runners. They don't get it. So now they can come down and do this event together. That's really what the goal was, not to encourage people to not run or to be lazy, which some people kind of thought maybe that's what it was. We weren't mocking the race or the runner
at
all.
Let's take that up, because there have been some elite runners who are appalled at this. You know, again, your motto is, you know, all the fun and none of the commitment. And to them, it smells like everybody gets a trophy in kids' sports, even when they don't win. You say what?
I say that maybe they take life too seriously. The spirit of the run is to bring these people together. We had, of course, being in Philadelphia, the Rocky theme playing in the background. We had them wait on the starting line like you typically do at a big event. And yes, it was the instant gratification. You were immediately done. People are cheering. But I think, you know, if they're the non-runner, they get to feel what it was like to be in that start shoot. And hopefully it does inspire them to go out and actually give it a try.
Todd Strauss, again, his race is the 0.0 mile instant gratification run, inspired by a 1999 cartoon from Steve Moore. Todd, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Robin. It was a pleasure to be on your show.
By the way, did anyone have a personal best?
Everybody did, actually, and that was the beauty of the event.
Hooray. You're listening to Here and Now.